listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 16th of May.
Rightio, that's Andy's go. Here's Mike to take care of the sponsor stuff and we'll be right back to hear what year Andy chose to remember that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
Came May 16, shows in 07, 08, and then a big jump, only 2013, 14 and 16.
I remember coming back on air in 2013 going, geez, we haven't done a May 16 show for a while, 6 years.
So is that, I guess, an unlucky weekend bounce?
Again. Yeah. Or are we just taking unnecessary holidays?
Well, we try to on the most part, but they normally sting you for the major region. I remember when our contracts first started, we were something like 45 weeks a year.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot. If you're a normal worker,
yes.
But for radio, that's you grinding. You're absolutely grinding your talent to the bone.
We moved it back to about 39 or 38
in our
final year, and then obviously the biggest one was we only did 26 weeks or something in 2016 when we came back.
I remember we returned in June, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just feeling a little tired.
Well, yeah.
Needed to limber up. Because the last thing you want to hear is tense radio.
Yeah,
stiff
exactly.
Radio.
Yep.
And unfortunately, both of us were completely locked up at that stage.
We loved doing the show so much. But boy, we loved wriggling out of doing shows as well.
strange double thing to love.
Quick one from 2007. The phone topic was, are goldfish ornamental or a pet? Now, I still maintain a pet. I've got one.
Sure.
I take care.
You've really hung in there with that fish.
Yeah.
We inherited a few goldfish in a pond in the house we bought recently.
Right.
Yeah. And the kids love feeding the fish.
Okay. So pet?
Oh, it's a pet. Mm. I sort of see them as more a part of nature. I don't get the same.
Well, they're not. You've put them in a pond.
No, I think they're naturally occurring koi. That swam up. I think it's an underground aquifer.
Spring? Oh yeah, okay.
And I think they've swum up from the ocean. So there's sort of a part of nature that are trapped in a rock pool.
Mm.
It's a dirty pond.
Yeah.
My wife wants to clean the pond because it has gone slimy.
Yes.
It's not like it's a fish tank or anything. It's an outside pond.
Yeah.
But I keep telling you, it's sort of adds to an air of excitement because you never know what's in there, and they kind of come out of the gloom.
Mm. And you just don't want to clean it.
No, I don't want to clean it. But it's exciting. It is more exciting when they're in a filthy pond. Their fish are fun. They seem extremely happy.
Hey, I'm going to move forward.
Constantly their mouths are going, wow.
In 2008, we were tasting gravies.
Oh, huge.
For our gravy chip. But I don't want to go there because there'll be a more specific day that we want to really.
That was a big moment when we tasted different flavours of gravy. We decided we wanted to make a gravy flavoured chip.
Yep.
Smith's chips were on board. What
a great deal for them.
Huge.
Because
didn't pay a cent.
They ended up having to pay a cent because we talked about it for 6 months and the station got really upset.
And they forced them to pay a few cents, didn't they?
Yep.
But I mean, we didn't get.
We only
it's
got.
Not like that was our own cash cow or anything.
We
got our faces on a packet of chips, was exciting.
Yeah.
But it's not like we cut a multi-thousand dollar deal for it.
No. I think they paid us for the photo to be on the chips. When you look back at now, they would have just been laughing
These
and
guys
laughing.
Have just walked up and gone, can we please promote your product for 6 months? However, I wouldn't trade it for the world because it was an amazing adventure. Mm. From memory, the big decision we faced was beef or chicken gravy.
Yeah.
Those are the two flavours.
Yep.
You could
there was a third one in there, but I think there was maybe two types of beef and a chicken.
It might have been. The tricky thing about chicken is that is my preferred gravy.
Really?
Not for the chip, but I think in real life, chicken and gravy and, you know, that's a great combo. Mm. We just couldn't get past the fact. I agree with our rationale now. there's already chicken flavored chip.
Yep.
And it was just too familiar.
Yep.
And we weren't ever going to bust open the market. And I'm very proud with the flavor we went with.
Oh, absolutely. You want people going, oh, it's a variation.
See what you've
it's
done.
A variation of chicken flavor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You just repackaged chicken.
Yeah. Hey, 2013, Sticky Man, where you invented your own superhero, where we covered you completely with blue tack. And you tried to run and jump against the wall
stuck to the window, didn't
I? Well, I think you remember that way. I remember you hitting it pretty hard and then going straight on your bum. But
ran sort of like a suit of armour out of heaps of blue tack.
Yeah. Really?
No, I think the thing I'm remembering is the thing I wanted to happen. I think I'm remembering my imagination from the day.
Yes.
No, I think I hit it and fell.
But, Haim, 2016 is where I want us to land today.
Great.
The first break I've got a little bit for us on it just says, is this Rod Stewart rumour true? Do you remember what the rumour was?
No, nothing springs to mind. He seems like the kind of guy that'd have a few rumours.
Yeah. It's in the same realm as Elton John's and George Michael. And
if you're a rocker and you've been around for a long time,
yep.
you're going to have some rumours.
Rumours. Yep.
Burt Bacharach, I'm sure, had a few.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tom Jones would have had quite a few.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear this Rod Stewart rumour and see if we can remember it.
The 16th of May, 2016.
Last night, doing a bit of FaceTime video chatting with the in-laws, and I heard an amazing fact about someone. My wife's mum, Gertie, goes, you know that story about Rod Stewart? I said, no. What story about Rod Stewart? I said, oh, everywhere he goes in the world, he goes to a hotel and he hires another room, like a huge suite, for his train set. He travels with his train set because he's addicted to toy trains. And I guess, I'm just making this bit up now, I guess someone travels ahead and sets up the set.
Or he likes setting it up.
And, it would take too long. I think if you're that...
He might travel a day in advance. I mean, he's not doing that many concerts.
He's pretty busy, mate. He's Rod Stewart.
What do you mean? How often is he singing, Rod?
More than you, mate. And I don't think you'd spend a whole day setting up trains. Take it from someone that did set up trains last week. It takes
time. I don't love
time.
Setting up trains as much as Rod.
I don't think that's the buzz of a train set. I think the buzz of a train set is putting the gates down and the train's waiting and
playing it, you reckon?
I think it's playing with it.
Yeah.
Pete, has Rod Stewart stayed at your hotel, Pete?
Yes, he has, yeah.
Jeez.
Okay.
Can we give the name of the hotel or should we keep it anonymous?
Yeah, it's the Barrington Manor up in Hunter Valley Gardens.
All right, fantastic, terrific. Pete. Now, Pete, did he come or did he get an additional room and did any trains or train sets arrive a day early?
They did. They actually arrived a week earlier.
A week earlier?
I knew it would be complicated. Yeah, days too quick to put it together.
It was 10 sections of like a board with the track and that, and there was like a station, a forest and all sorts of malarkey.
Yeah, so it's like a little really intricate electric.
I thought this was a lie for sure. You don't seem so surprised there. Maybe your parents-in-law.
I absolutely believe them, but I did think that someone had lied to them. So I am slowly processing
I'm shocked.
Now, Pete, is this the same set that Rod sends, you know, around the world?
Apparently so, yeah. It's Hornsby in the City 125 is one of the trains. I don't know. He's got the Flying Scotsman as well.
Got the Flying Scotsman, has he?
So Pete, when he booked, did you know this was a thing that happened before he booked? Or, I mean, who took the booking?
The manager took it. I mean, we just work out the back. You know, we're not that important. We had to carry it in from the truck.
Well, you carried it in and then...
Pete, you're bloody important because without you, it doesn't get in the building.
And you didn't set it up though, Pete, did you?
No. We just carried it in. They actually had another two guys that came in and set it up.
He'd have train guys. Like an entourage. It'd just be like Vinny, like, you know, this is Turtle Johnny drama. Yeah. And then just Thomas and Percy who do my trains. Pete, now the exciting thing to imagine here is Rod Stewart's a week away. You've bought the train set in. The train guys have set it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do they stay in the room and guard the train set to make sure no one has a play on it? Or did you have a staff meeting going, listen, guys, obviously Rod Stewart's train set's here. It's world class. Don't let yourself in and have a play on it.
Only room service is allowed in. We can't get access once it's all erected.
Is it possible they had a play on the set?
I can't. That's classified.
This is above my pay grade. You're asking too much of me.
Completely forgot about that.
Had no
idea. What a get.
But I loved hearing
it. What a get from that guy.
Loved hearing it again.
And he was that would have been that guy. Mm. That's more no offense to Rod Stewart. But hearing that guy from that hotel was more interesting than having Rod Stewart on the show.
Absolutely. If we had a choice in retrospect to have Rod Stewart on The Rocker or the guy talking about Rod's behind the scenes train work,
I
reckon we'd go with him. Hey, in the same show is in 2016 is the part that I actually wanted to play today.
Good detour though, because I completely forgot about that, Rod.
Yeah. It is, in fact. Mike, give the sponsors a nod.
Yeah, this is the peak moment for sponsors. We got maximum listening now.
Yep.
Help the sponsor out.
I will.
Then let's do this.
Nicely done, Mike.
Thank you.
Haim, do you remember, there's been so many surprises that you've surprised me with the ride. No, not you're welcome. Most of them have been at my expense.
Pretty fun surprises.
But do you remember trying to track down my crush from... My celebrity crush.
So it was your celebrity crush.
My celebrity crush from when I was a lot younger.
I remember we did celebrity crush hunting.
Yep. No, this is a person that came into the studio and...
Oh, my God, yes. Miss Wendy from Don't Forget Your Toothbrush.
Miss Wendy.
This was awkward.
It was awkward. If you don't remember Don't Forget Your Toothbrush, it was a huge variety show.
Yeah. Not even that big.
Massive at the time.
All right,
Tim Ferguson, I think, was the...
Yeah. He did a great job.
The reason why it's called Don't Forget...
Go At Your Girlfriend. I'm just saying I don't think it was like the most well-known Australian TV show.
I beg to differ.
I know it's big in your house.
No. I reckon across the board.
I mean, it was big. They did big stuff.
I think it was, and the whole idea of the. I mean, I don't care.
You seem a bit defensive.
I just want to make sure that
they're getting their dues.
They're getting their dues. The whole thing about the show is everyone in the audience, studio audience, came with their suitcase.
You could be going on holidays,
and they could go on holidays straight away
at any time.
Hence, don't forget your toothbrush. There was
freaking bullshit because it would have been filmed at night, and a lot of flights.
I would say it's actually maybe bullshit. Straight to a hotel.
Straight to the hotel, you stay the night at the airport, then you go.
Yeah, should look into that.
Never thought about that before.
But yes, there was his sidekick was Miss Wendy.
Yeah.
Very attractive, and as I was becoming a man from boy to man,
sure, she guided you.
She certainly
she was your
spiked my interest.
Siren.
Yes. Anyway, Haim organised this surprise.
The 16th of May, 2016.
And if there's one thing above all else that you've come to love me for, it's my presence. My excellent, thoughtful gifts.
No, really?
Christmas comes but once a year, they say. Not true. For this year, Christmas also comes on May 16.
Okay.
I've organised a person as a gift.
All right.
This is going to be a bit of a dream come true. Who's the person you would most like to meet?
Probably a golfer.
It's better than them. Yeah, okay, well. I'm going to blindfold you now so we can bring the person in.
Okay.
Because I want us to be able to capture on the microphones the moment you see... The person.
Okay.
All right, Ando, you are blindfolded to my satisfaction. I'm now going to play something to everyone listening that you can't hear, but it's going to explain what's going on.
All right, guys, a little bit of background here. In 1995, there was a pretty weird TV show called Don't Forget Your Toothbrush, hosted by Tim Ferguson and also an offsider named Miss Wendy.
Say hello to Miss Wendy.
Andy was a teenager at the time, and Miss Wendy's demeanour and aesthetic appeal really captured the fancy of a young Andy Lee, so much so that for the last 20 years, he often references Miss Wendy as quote-unquote his first crush and also dream girl.
Miss Wendy, who's waiting in her big pink V-dub.
The good news for Andy is she's about to walk through that door. Let's get back to the action now.
All right, so Andy didn't hear that, and I think we're ready to bring our special person in. Don't say anything just yet. Can you go over near Andy and maybe just... Would you be able to go over near Andy and just sort of like waft your hair in his face?
Okay.
Here we go, a bit of a rub of the shoulder. Oh, whoa, full body rub. It's a full...
That seemed like a breast rub, to be honest.
What?
Is that what it was?
If that's what your brain's told you, I'm not going to ruin the fantasy for you. Take off your mask now and see... Who it is.
Hi. Hi.
Don't forget you, Miss Wendy.
Oh, shit.
That's your ultimate fantasy in real life, Andy.
Miss Wendy.
It's your childhood crush.
It took me a while to get it. Miss Wendy, welcome.
Whoa.
Oh, God, I wanted to do this.
Okay, mate. Just yeah, like I said, you'd have just let her go. Let her go. Matt, wow. Miss Wendy.
Hello.
From
Thanks
Don't Forget Toothbrush. Welcome to the show. Hi. Well, Andy, we were talking about the show last week, and Andy did mention that you were his
first crush.
His first crush.
I'm so flattered.
But you would have been the first crush for many guys.
I was, especially 14-year-old boys. Yeah. Were you around that age?
I would have said so. What? When was the show on?
95.
Mm-hmm. 14.
There you go. Hold on. Bingo.
I was
now, 14. How, if it's not a personal question, Miss Wendy, how old were you at the time?
24.
Would Andy have had a chance with you back then, 14 to 24?
No, absolutely not.
I hope I'm not breaking your heart here.
I have been known to be a little kinky, but not that kinky.
Sure. It would have just been time zone, dates only.
I probably knew at 14 I didn't have a chance. But, but when I got to 16, that's when I was thinking, gosh, maybe if I'm suave enough, maybe if I
can come to the formal?
Miss Wendy, if I was naughty during the week, I'd get a tick on the board. And if three ticks would mean that I wouldn't get to watch Don't
Your Girlfriend.
Yes. Oh, that's pretty harsh.
Exactly. So the opportunity to obviously to not watch you would be devastating. So if I got the two ticks, best behaviour.
And now, obviously, Miss Wendy, have you been aware of Andy's sort of
Hello.
Career?
I have followed you guys for how many years now? 10?
Right, yeah, 10, 12.
10, 12 years.
I mean, keep me out of this. I mean, obviously, of the two of us, I mean, Andy would probably love to hear the words.
Well, definitely Andy.
He's the favourite. He's the favourite. Yeah.
My mum really likes you, though.
That's usually my demo. I am to them what you were to 14-year-old boys.
And, well, see, I did wear very short dresses.
Did you
and
notice
long
that, Andy?
Patent leather boots.
I did notice that.
Do and you remember
I did,
that,
And I
Andy?
Did notice the long boots. It was a time of self-discovery for a young man or boy.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. So that was very helpful.
Well, luckily for you, I couldn't actually fit into my dress today.
Right.
I was going to wear it in and the patent leather boots. I still have them.
Do you?
So, but, Andy, hearing Miss Wendy say, you're my favourite, Andy. I choose you. Yep. Does it stir something?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a Mr. Wendy on the scene?
There is, absolutely. Yes,
that's what I was referring to.
Mr. Scott.
Mr. Scott.
Yes, and he's quite a scary, large, bald man too.
Sorry.
And I do have two little Miss Wendys at home as well.
Right.
Wow.
Yes. Well, congratulations.
Oh, thanks,
and hey, hats off to Mr. Scott. Yeah. You've done it. The better man won.
Anything else? Even if you just want to stare, Ando, is there anything else you want to do?
It seems a bit strange just to stare, but I am taking it in.
Wow. Well, Miss Wendy, thank you so much for coming
it's
in.
It's been my pleasure. It's so lovely to meet you.
We'll play the music as you leave.
Oh, okay. Can I maybe have a little dance with Andy on the way out?
God, I'd love it. I'd bloody love it.
Ooh, la la.
Take your headphones off, guys, and you have a little dance out. Dance out the door.
I might come back.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Andy's Ultimate Fantasy, dancing with Miss Wendy from the hit 1995 show, Don't Forget Your Toothbrush.
Wow. Tricky to navigate that.
It was
break.
A tricky one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just listening back, our facials in here, current day, were yes. That is awkward.
That is awkward. Certainly, when I took off the blindfold and had no idea who it was originally,
that was the most awkward.
That was
bit.
The
even
most
just
awkward.
Listening back, even though that wasn't that long ago, and now with my head, I was like, no, you should have. I should have made her just do the voice and gone.
Yeah,
and you would have gone, oh my God, I know who that is.
Yes.
To avoid that awkward moment of going, here's your ultimate crush, and Andy going,
remind everyone at home who you are.
I'm seeing a woman. I'm going to need a little bit more info. Mm. But when the penny dropped, you did get a little bit weak at the knees.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a funny thing because obviously.
Sure, sensitive time in your life, and that she had a big impact.
Yeah.
We're dancing around the topic a little bit, but do you know, it reminds me of,
Well, who would it have been for you? I mean,
14.
Someone from Beverly Hills 90210?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I'll loop back to you on that. I want to give you the right answer.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say was like early days, we did an event, we were at an event for Maya or something. And Jennifer Hawkins was there, and it was like early on in Jennifer, like when she was like the face of Maya, she was huge. She just won Miss Universe.
I reckon it was 2004.
Something
we
like
just
that.
Started doing the Hamish and Andy TV show on
Channel 7. Yeah, maybe. So Jen was whatever she was when she won Miss Universe, like 25.
Yeah.
We were talking to her. I don't know if you were there, but I remember just chatting to her, and a lady came up and was like, hi, Jen. I just want to say hi. And Jen was like, she's being very nice and going, hi, how are you going? And then the lady goes, Oh, I just have to say, my 14-year-old son is a huge fan of yours. And then she was like, oh, thanks so much. She's like, and then the woman goes, I mean, yeah, he thinks you're amazing. He really loves you. And I'm sitting there going, well, this is awkward because we know what we're talking about. He's not hoping that you successfully then go on to do property renovations with your husband and he likes your business acumen.
No, no.
He likes
you on his own. while he's by himself.
And I was like, and the
he's
mum,
a big fan.
And the mum must know what that sounds like. My 14-year-old is a huge fan of yours. Not of your music.
No.
Oh, what do you like? Jen's cookbooks. Are you, yeah, okay, what's in it? He's seen some of her skate videos, yep. Has he? Because there's not much else you can be a fan of Miss Universe when you're 14 years old. And that's, and I got to put you in that same position.
Yeah, I was in the same posse of having to explain it. But, yeah, I think we navigated it pretty well.
I think we did.
Good
all
memory.
Good. All good. Worth digging up again, though, to re-navigate it well.
Listener.